Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to AM, Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is my last show before I head down to Tampa, and I'll be off for a week, and I think C-Mac will take my spot, and you'll get to hear some of the young talent and different voices that we have here at WFAN. And the Keith McPherson haters, however many of you are left, you'll get a little break. So, yeah, make sure you don't miss next week on The Fan. But for tonight, we're going to hit on everything. OG Anunoby and the Knicks, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, and the banged up Yankees. I know St. John's is the first team to ever get snubbed, and I'm certainly glad that I didn't give Aaron Rodgers much time last week as far as the whole vice president thing went. People gave it way more time online with my name in it than I did on air. But speaking about being online, you know, I always let you guys know that that's where I came from. I don't believe that I get to WFAN if social media doesn't exist, if podcasts and all of those things that allow us to put ourselves out there for free, where you could be spotted and found. I don't think that I get this opportunity without having a lot of myself out there on the internet. And it's good and it's bad. You know, I came in last week. I did some meditation. I came in last week. I talked about how everybody was attacking Tiki Barber, and that was just the easy thing to do for the week online. But man, this next thing is something that I spoke on last week late at night. And if you got the kids riding in the back seat of the car, you may want to change the station, not because of me, but because of the subject matter. You know, I did this rant and I spoke on this, and I'm honestly tired of speaking about it. But I did it with Fleegs here at like 1:30 in the morning. And Fleegs commended me when I was done. And I realized that like that rant and that conversation isn't something that we should hide here at The Fan. It's not something that should be done while everyone's sleeping. So I clipped some of it. I put it on my TikTok. I put it on my Instagram and Twitter. But I'm aware that there's so many of you that don't ever see that stuff and will never hear that stuff from me. So with my last show tonight, we're going to talk about Trevor Bauer. I'm just tired of it, folks. And kids that don't understand the things that I'm going to talk about, I mean, we don't really want to know half the things that we could know about Trevor Bauer. So why did Trevor Bauer come up today? I mean, his name has been thrown around for the last month or two. He was right here in this studio with BT and Sal, and I listened to that whole interview, and I think I might have been confused at the time. maybe I did have a take that said, oh, yeah, well, you know, he's probably going to get signed. I even thought that maybe the hated Astros would sign him, right? The MLB script writers would make that guy go, you know, sign with the villains. But no, they're down a bunch of arms. Lance McCullers, Justin Verlander, Urquidy, and they will spend the money to sign Blake Snell before they sign this guy for the league minimum. Why? 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 I heard Evan Roberts last week allude to why. Why? So it comes up today that the Yankees will face Trevor Bauer on Sunday in Mexico when they take on Diablos Rojos. It's funny because I'll be down in Tampa and my son's passport came today. We were actually thinking about swinging it from Tampa to Mexico City. My wife and I both want to go to Mexico City, but I don't want to put my baby on that many flights. But I'm like, man, this popped up. How great would it be to go see the Yankees in Mexico? Well, I guess Trevor Bauer had the same idea. And for all you Trevor Bauer supporters out there that are helicoptering in, that, I mean, let's say I don't know half as much as you do, or you know more than me, or whatever. I'm just having a hard time with the sign Trevor Bauer. I'm having a hard time with the calls like, hey, Keith, this is X from X, and, you know, why don't we sign Trevor Bauer with Garrett Cole's injury? Before that, it was Kodai Senga. Why don't the Mets take a flyer on Trevor Bauer? They almost signed him before he became a Dodger. Well, he signed with the Asian Breeze to face the Dodgers minor leaguers 2 weeks ago, and nothing really came of it outside of what he put out there and what his agent put out there. And I just don't want to take too many more calls on it, but we will tonight to have this conversation, because we got to do better, fellas. We got to do better as men, as grown men, not the young guys that don't get it. I'm talking about the grown men that are married men, or just, you don't even have to be a married man. Let's start with sons that love their mothers, and fathers who have daughters, and guys that just understand as a man what you are as a slightly physically more dominant species. Like, you know, it's hard to talk about what this guy actually did and why he's blackballed right now. He is suspended. He faced an A-Rod type suspension. And I'm tired of the whataboutisms as well. Oh, well, what about Domingo Herman? Or what about Chapman? Or what about Familia I got to call on? What about Jose Reyes I got to call on? That was in the past, and things have certainly changed. 877-337-6666. Hopefully this will be the last night that I got to talk about this guy. I'll go on vacation. I'll come back. We'll be days away from opening day, and we'll have real baseball, and I'm not sure that this guy will be on one of 30 Major League Baseball teams. He's already played for 10% of the league, and I think the other 90% knows not to touch him. Why? I hate that I'm on the internet so much, but the internet is a dark place, and Twitter has become the dark web, and the things that we've learned about Trevor Bauer are extremely dark. And one Lindsey Hill has been posting a lot on Twitter, at Lindsey Hill with 4 L's, I believe, in her name, maybe 5. It's actually her. It's actually her. And if you heard my rant last week, I read some of her tweets, right? So let's go back a little bit to that. You know, somebody had tweeted to Lindsey Hill, who Lindsey Hill, for those listening, is the main girl that we saw the video of, where she kind of wink-winked in the video. Two things can be true. I think that young lady was out to extort him, blackmail him, get money out of him, yeah. But I also think that he cornered her, had her in his lair, and some other things went on that they're honestly tough to talk about. So someone said, I've been ranting on this the last couple months. Bauer is scared of the MLB investigation being made public. It's likely why he settled his defamation case. She quote tweets that and says, it's exactly why he settled, because I would have used every single piece of evidence from all the victims in the investigation that was never public. Okay, so now Lindsey Hill, who has changed her appearance, dyed her hair, who many of us say, and I just was reading this on my own Instagram, at Keith McPherson, and my TikTok, at Keith McPherson, people acting like I'm part of the problem, right? You're the reason why he's getting blackballed. You're the reason why this guy can't get a fair shake. If he was black, I bet you'd defend him. No, not at all. I use Deshaun Watson as an example. I'll never root for Deshaun Watson. But the parallel between Deshaun Watson was that it started off as like a handful of women, then it was 10, then it was 15, then it was 20, 23. Like, there are more than one victim. There are more than one, there's more than one case. This is a girl, Lindsay Hill, goes on today in her video to say there's a case going on in Arizona. But so many guys that are so focused on baseball, so stuck in the sports world, entertainment, don't understand in the real world, this guy was an absolute predator. This guy did things to women that's hard to speak of on air. We were able to do it a little bit more late at night, but I don't want to do this right now while it's still somewhat light out and there might be a young person in the car. But I ask you as a man to not think about your starting rotation, not think about your franchise, but to think about the fact that there is way more than we know out there on this guy, and we don't want to know about this guy. 877-337-6666. Lindsay Hill is now, she knows she's the face of it. She's out there talking about it. She says, to be clear, none of the women involved in the Bauer investigation, including myself, want to be talking about this. We all have wanted to move on with our lives for years now. Trevor continues to lie and drag us through the media repeatedly. The more he lies, the more we're focused to speak up and vindicate ourselves again after we already did this with the MLB arbitration hearing. The death threats, including hundreds made to my family, have to stop. I'm not scared of Trevor Bauer anymore. Neither are any of the women. The public has seen 1/10 of the evidence that has traumatized multiple women and their families for years. So basically what she's saying is, and this hit home for me. You know, these young ladies, these women that were victims, or whether they, you know, whatever situation it was, how they got there, they don't want to be on the news. They don't want to be on baseball Twitter. They want to move on with their lives. Fellas, imagine you start dating a girl and you don't know everything about her past, but maybe 3-4 years ago, she ran into Trevor Bauer. Because I don't have any sympathy for this guy because of the status that he had. You guys remember him strutting around like he's Conor McGregor on the mound. This guy throwing the ball over the center field wall when Terry Francona came to try and get the ball from him, tell him his day was done. His bravado online, he was Mr. Untouchable. And it's insane to me that he had all of these skeletons in his closet and is now out here lobbying to try and get back into baseball. And there are so many grown men that are saying he deserves a second shot. What about this? What about that? We should sign Trevor Bauer. No, you're thinking wrong. Think about if that was your girl. Think about if that was your little sister. Think about if that was your daughter who slid into this guy's DMs because he himself said he was very much on Twitter and Instagram on the internet. And his DMs were open. Where that's how he was connecting with these women. And these women are thinking, oh, I'm getting this famous MLB ball player who's rich and who knows. And yeah, there's always different motives. But I don't think anybody's motive is to get beat up. I don't think anyone's motive is to get knocked unconscious. I don't think anyone's motive is to extort in exchange for being absolutely taken advantage of. And it's sad that this is where we are. And even on this station for months, multiple people have called every hour, and now it fired up again because the Yankees are going to face this guy. Multiple grown men have called this station to suggest the Yankees or the Mets signing Trevor Bauer. It's not happening. 0% chance, and it shouldn't happen. And we can't even talk about what this young lady went out there and said. If you want to go look for Lindsay Hill on Twitter, just go to my Twitter. That's what brought it back up today. I started clipping my rant from last week at 1 a.m. I'm like, oh, okay. This is what y'all want me to do because people are saying it's my fault. Oh, no, it's not my fault for being a man. It's not my fault for respecting women and understanding that this guy doesn't deserve a second chance. He made the big money. He had it. With great power comes great responsibility. How are you this Cy Young winning multi-millionaire ace when you're on the field during the day, but at night, you are a predator. You are an abuser, an assaulter, a serial one at that. 877-337-6666. So trust, we don't want to know. This young lady goes on to talk about tapes that he filmed with his GoPro. Remember when he banged up his hand when he was pitching for the then Cleveland Guardians because he had a drone and he was messing with the drone and the drone blades cut up his fingers? Not too bright. Well, yeah, I know that the guy's into all types of cameras and technology. Lindsey Hill alleges that he's got a GoPro and he sent these tapes to the women, and those tapes have been brought into the courtroom for everyone to see. Embarrassing. She said there's evidence that his lawyers have used in the courtroom, forcing the victims to watch it as they attack the women about what went on. And not everything is consensual, and it's super dark and alarming. But we have grown men saying, yo, we should take a flyer on him. He might be pretty good. The juice is not worth the squeeze. Not at all, folks. Not at all. So I would hope that before we get to this weekend and the Yankees facing Trevor Bauer, whoever is facing Trevor Bauer, split squad, Yankees are banged up, I would hope that you change your tune a little bit. It is not the fault of the media, myself, and anyone else who's telling you, no, we don't want this guy. No, this guy shouldn't get a second chance. Just look for some things online. Think about your own relationships in your life. And that's exactly what I did as I went to college when you couldn't really film everything. You couldn't really go live. And I know multiple girls that I either dated or was friends with, and they had stories that of things that happened to them, with them being taken advantage of, with them being in compromising situations that they survived, and they didn't want to tell the authorities. They didn't even want to tell their dads or even a guy friend like me, because it's traumatizing, it's hurtful, and it's something that you never wanted. You wished it never happened, but you'll never actually be able to remove. And I think that's the case with some of these women, that their faces and their names haven't been shown. They don't want to come forward to talk about Trevor Bauer. But there's also a part of them that's got to be sick to see how many baseball fans in every city in this country are saying, oh, he deserves a second shot. Sign Trevor Bauer. The answer is no, no, and hell no. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk about everything, but I realized the power of this microphone, this platform, and the fact that I did this rant and talked about this after I had multiple calls in the middle of the night after Cole went down. We don't bury this story. We don't hide from this one. We just tiptoe around the words for the listening audience. But for those that know, you know what I'm talking about. There is no whataboutums here. This guy is not under contract. He's not in the league. And they have a lot of reasons why I don't think he gets back. I may be wrong, but I highly doubt that. 877-337-6666. Yeah, I said the Yankees are banged up. My open tonight was going to be about tapering your expectations, Yankees fans. How I don't like to see our guys hurt, but I like to see our fan base not just say, World Series. You have to build a champion through these next 7 months. You have to become a World Series champion. We take it game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month. Juan Soto doesn't make this team a World Series champion. And we'll definitely talk about what Steve Cohen is seeing, what Steve Cohen felt this weekend looking at his club. He said a lot. And I don't know whether you believe him or not or whatever. I don't know how sold you are on this season. I see the Mets advertisements of FOMO, fear of missing opening day. And I see that the Yankees have plenty tickets available for opening day. We're almost there. St. John's got snubbed. Okay, so what? It happens every single year. The same people that didn't care about St. John's the past few years, now all of a sudden you care because Rick Pitino's here. Rick Pitino is a legend. But when did he get the most attention around St. John's? When he went viral for undressing the team. Pause. For basically telling everybody how bad they were. So we're going to take you at your word. They're not that good. Then they don't make the dance. And just because you ripped off 5-6 wins or whatever and you got some people's attention, it doesn't make you a lock. You were not a lock. There's no rating to make you a lock. Teams get snubbed every single year. And it's just another year that St. John's doesn't make the tournament. 877-337-6666. We'll talk about the bracket. I haven't filled mine out. I don't care as much about college sports because my job is to know about pro sports. That's another thing. We get calls, Keith, how come they don't talk about the college teams around here? What, UConn? They're not really around here. And Seton Hall got snubbed too. Well, it is what it is. Go play in the NIT. Oh, wait, you don't want to do that because you're already focused on next year. It is what it is. This will blow over as soon as the tournament starts. I got on last week. I said, this is madness. We need March Madness just to get us out of the NFL free agent frenzy. And, of course, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson and no guarantee play over Daniel Jones. And then Drew Locke says, oh, yeah, they didn't tell me that either. I don't care what you believe about the Giants and Daniel Jones. I don't think he's ready for training camp when the time comes, and I don't think the Giants love him. I definitely think there's buyer's remorse. And yeah, injuries, they're a part of New York sports. OG Anunoby, I mean, we're still waiting on Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson and the Knicks to get hold, and tick, 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 tick. Time is running out on this NBA season, and before you know it, we'll be in the playoffs. Playoffs. The Jets want to make the playoffs. They got a whole new offensive line and more to do, and we've got more to do, but I want to break it down, and we will give Trevor Bauer the proper conversation on The Fan on my show tonight. And if you want to call in and sell me on him, sure. And I'm sure by the time we have these calls come through, you'll understand that this is a lose-lose situation. And I know for sure here in New York, where MLB's headquarters are, MLB Network and Secaucus, obviously Park Avenue, then they moved to Avenue of the Americas, and you got the Mets and the Yankees. It's supposed to be the mecca of baseball. They're not bringing him to the main stage. No, because they don't want a bunch of people boycotting opening day, you know, with signs and passing out things. And then, like I said, it's a can of worms with this guy. We don't want to know. We really don't want to know. 877-337-6666. Another 5 hour KM to AM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be right back.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And we're back. Monday. Keith McPherson on The Fan to try to help your Monday night. 877-337-6666. We're going to pass the time by talking about, you guessed it, sports. And I mean life as well. It's not all just sports, fellas. That's why I opened up the way I did. Now, I'll sprinkle in some other things before we get to the calls. You know the number to dial. I just said it. OG Anunoby, it's not great right now. I was just talking to Zoo and Paul during the break about OG. And I mean, I just said to these guys, he had surgery and he came back from surgery. It took a little while, but there's no way to simulate a game. And there's also no way to simulate recovering from a game. And I think that's what we're dealing with right now. And you don't necessarily need him for right now. You need him for the playoff run. So Knicks fans, hold on, man. It's all injuries. And with the Yankees, too. I know I did my injury open on February 21st. And then I did BT and Sal, and we got the Kodai Senga injury news the next day, February 22nd. And I said, man, our hopes and dreams get dashed by this. And we act like this can't happen. We act like these millionaire ball players are superhuman. Well, here you go with the Yankees. Their two highest paid players, Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge, not so healthy. I mean, Carlos Rodon showed himself today. How about Carlos Rodon going out there? And I mean, I don't know how much you care about spring training, but I care about him at least looking the part. He looked better today, throwing a little bit of a no-no. I didn't watch it, but I saw all the chatter online. And yeah, I saw all the chatter online about one Trevor Bauer. Let's see. And it's the reason I'm even laughing right now about it, like, it's funny to me that dudes care more about sports, care more about baseball teams, and care more about campaigning for that guy instead of campaigning for women. It's Women's History Month. Your mom would not want to hear you on The Fan calling in saying, well, come on, you know, the case got thrown out. One case. And there's enough evidence out there to tell us that this guy was a serial abuser. This guy had a pattern of abusive behavior in the bedroom. That's scary, man. That's why I started off talking about, as a man, you understand your strength. Like, you're just a dominant figure as far as a woman goes. And I don't know. I don't know how some of y'all were raised. I don't know where some of y'all are from. But I'm going to speak on how I was brought up, how my mom raised me with a younger sister in the house. There's just a certain level of respect and care for women that you're supposed to have. And like, guys like this, nah, get that dude away from me. The more I read into it, the more I don't want to read into it. So let's have the conversation right now. Let's see. I'll just pull a tweet from, let's see, Talking Yanks said, the Yankees will face Trevor Bauer on Sunday in Mexico with a picture of him, you know, smiling and holding a baseball. And someone says, sign him. Team needs starting pitching. He's willing to sign for the minimum. So you're willing to take on a predator for the minimum. No, and I'm not willing to take him on for a dollar. No, I'm not willing to bring that headache and that problem in for 50 cents. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn first up on The Fan. You got it, Ant.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good, you know, one to get.
Yeah, I hear you. So again, I'm not too familiar with this case, right? I just, you know.
Watch, multiple so cases, yes.
Yeah, so where are these other cases?
The last one that I heard spoken of is going on right now in Arizona. Now, I'm not a legal guy, and yeah, I don't have all the legal information, and we also don't need it. So I don't know every case. I know the numbers. They're saying there's one out of 10 victims in Lindsey Hill who has now become the face of this thing. But like right. I said also, I think there are multiple women that don't want their face revealed, don't want their names yeah. revealed, want this to stay in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, in today's day, it just seems like it's happening a lot. I don't want to, you know, go out here and just blame the athletes right away. Because from this one particular one, you know, she has text to her friend saying, I'm going to secure the bag.
Seen
I'm going to make him choke me out. So, I mean,
So two things can be true, Anthony, and that's what I was saying. She could be trying to extort him, blackmail him. She could obviously, she is or was a gold digger trying to set him up for money. But she's past that now. She's past that now. What's she doing this for now?
To get money.
No, not from Trevor Bauer. The case is dismissed. Now she understands that she can't escape this. She's speaking for all these other women that aren't going to come forward.
Or she's trying to become a public figure like every other young girl today. So,
That's a shame. It's just like, why are we giving Trevor Bauer the benefit of the doubt and not the woman?
I don't want to give anybody the benefit.
Who's in the position of power? The man with all the millions and the fame and the money who now is talking about he wants to be able just to work.
Yeah, he's also very vulnerable, right? Because
why is he vulnerable?
Well, because the text message to her friend was his net worth is $51
million.
Anthony,
they have so much, not just those texts that you're in the courtroom, in the arbitration, all of it. So listen. I listened to what she said today, and you can believe her or not. You can believe me or not. But they have
physical text messages.
That's what you have seen. You've seen the screenshots of that. We all have. But there's stuff that you haven't seen, and that is the reason. That is why he hasn't signed with the team. Because if it was just that, someone pick him up and say, "Yeah, this guy, he's been vindicated."
I think what you're saying is true. The juice isn't worth the squeeze for these teams. Do they really want to deal with the backlash? Right. Even though they're again. For right now, right? This is coming. You know, you had Deshaun Watson. You had it with Robert Kraft, right?
Different, completely different. And not to make it graphic. Thanks for the call, Anthony. And like I can hear it in your voice that you want to defend Trevor Bauer, which is just so disappointing. Deshaun Watson was taking advantage of women in their workplace, using the Houston Texans to book these women. And he was taking that way too far. It's disgusting. He's a scumbag too. But it didn't cross into the predatory. I can't even speak on it and say it. Yes, it did. But it didn't cross into the physical assault and battery and beating and bruising and hospitalization. None of those women said that they were hospitalized after dealing with Deshaun Watson. I think they were traumatized. Some of them not even traumatized. Some of them went with it. Some of them were later on trying to say, oh, this happened to me too. Can I get some money off of it? You said he's very vulnerable. Let me back you up. This is a guy that has made millions of dollars throwing a ball. There are stories coming out from him at UCLA, from him in Cleveland, everywhere else. He's not vulnerable. He's foolish. This is a guy who let his DMs be wide open for any woman that wanted to potentially slide in them. And then the next step was inviting them to slide into his bed, where that's where he turns into a serial abuser. You think all 10 of those women were looking for the bag and texting their friends, I'm with Trevor Bauer, I'm going to extort him for money? I won't say that all of them are. I don't know. I just think if you do the math, not all of them think they can pull that off or want to. Some women are just looking for a companion, a rich one. Maybe they found him attractive. Maybe they were attracted to his status. With great power comes great responsibility. This guy abused his power. He's responsible for that. And you could say he served his time. He's still serving his time. Nick is in Queens. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, bud? How are you? I'm calling about the Trevor Bauer thing. I have three nieces, mother, sister, obviously. I agree 100% if he was using his position to do this with these women. I don't think Lindsay is one of those people. And from the proof, she went at him right away to sue him. You know, and she dropped the case immediately as soon as more text messages, everything came out, and made him sign a non-disclosure that he can't go after her because of that. I mean, just because you're siding with her, what he's being accused of is disgusting. Nobody's saying that's not true. You know, we're not believing.
I'm not siding with her, Nick. I'm siding with Major League Baseball and all 30 teams deciding that this guy can't be in our league. There are children that watch baseball. There are young, impressionable men that look up to these players, and he sets a terrible example. I know what she did, and that's when I was confused in all this. I was like, oh, well, you know, she railroaded him. If that's the case, he should get. And then I got deeper into it, and it's not just her. There was a pattern of this behavior. There are other women that aren't as bold as her. Clearly, she's the boldest one. Not only did she try to extort him, she's now taking on the face of it. But she's telling you guys what went on in the courtroom that we're not privy to.
But if she was that bold, why'd she drop the case? If she felt that she was really victimized and made it public.
I got to try and get her on the fan. I got to try and DM her on Twitter.
I understand you taking women's, you know, it's 100%. But I've also seen a lot of people and a lot of stars. Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, here we go with the whataboutism again. I don't care about other situations or other stars or other guys. We're talking about one guy. And we're talking about this guy because both the Mets and the Yankees lost their ace. And here on this powerful radio station, I listen every day. And there isn't a single show where someone doesn't call to say, what about Trevor Bauer? And our first two male calls, maybe some women would like to weigh in. And let us know how you feel as a Mets fan or Yankees fan or just a fan of WFAN. The first two guys focused on one woman in this when there's allegedly 10, and they focused on the fact that she had bad intentions. Okay, she could have bad intentions, but I don't know if she was trying to get knocked out. That's what she said. I don't know if we can play her video on the air, but basically she said that there are records of her saying that she did not want to be punched in the face. She did not want to be knocked unconscious. I don't know a single human being that does. And him acknowledging, saying, I'm sorry, I won't let it get that far. This guy was on a power trip. He's still on a power trip. He came here and he didn't talk about taking any counseling. He didn't talk about going to any type of treatment for this issue. He felt like what you just said, he's vulnerable and like, he's a victim, and he had to go all the way to Korea to pitch. Oh, boo-hoo. I feel so bad for you, Trevor Bauer. Mike is in New Fairfield, Connecticut. Mike, you got it next.
Hey, Keith, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, but hey, yeah, we're gonna knock this one down.
I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Hey, listen, but this whole like situation with Trevor Bauer, like I think like you're looking at it. I mean, speaking for myself, and I think I could speak for 90% of the fans, like, we just feel like Trevor Bauer is possibly innocent in this. I think, like, if any one of us thought that he actually did it, stuff like that, I have a four-year-old daughter, everything. I mean, I would I'd go crazy on him. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't.
No, I'm saying, no, Trevor, like, I feel that, like, people are calling. It's not that I am a Yankee fan, but you think that people want him back for different reasons. I want the Yankees to win. If Trevor Bauer came back to the Red Sox, I think he deserves a second chance because I think that the girls made it up. I don't think he's guilty.
All 10 of them? You think they all had a group chat to say we're going to get Trevor Bauer?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm meaning that I think he's getting a bad rap. I could be wrong.
No. Thanks for the call. Yeah, see, this is why I had to do this tonight. We're lost, guys. We got to do better, fellas. This guy's getting a bad rap. I tried to walk it back. How does this start? Right? First mistake, the guy literally was talking to girls in his DMs. Anyone, strangers. He was sitting right here with BT and Sal and said, yeah, I needed to do a better job about like who I let in my circle. Now I don't do too much going out. I'm not doing so much of that social media. Yeah, I bet. We're giving him a bad rap? What are y'all on? Like, am I in Bizarro World? We're giving him, everything that he is being talked about, everything that's like circling over, he brought on himself. We're not supposed to know what goes on in private. We're not supposed to know what goes on in your bedroom. But when you're doing that, when you're taking it that far multiple times, that's a problem. And that's a problem. If you're in Major League Baseball, being in Major League Baseball is not a right because you can throw the ball. It is a privilege to represent one of the 30 teams, be paid to play a child's game, millions of dollars, be admired by kids that don't understand the words coming out of my mouth the last 40 minutes of this show. You don't get to do both. You don't. And you don't really get to do the one. It's illegal. And there are trials and things pending in court right now. And like I said, two things can be true. There could be ulterior motives for why these women even got with Trevor Bauer, but they could have walked into a situation where they're like, I did not know what I was signing up for. And that's why I say, think about your girlfriend. If she had that in her past, if that happened to your mom, your sister, your daughter, hey, you know, it started off as just a back and forth DM. We went out to dinner. Next thing you know, we're back at his place and the guy kneed me in the stomach, punched me in the eye, choked me out. And I'm like, wait, slow down. He was videotaping it on his GoPro. That's graphic. We don't want to talk about that, but we have to because you guys rather talk about, hey, he's getting a bad rap. He should get a second chance. Oh, for the league minimum, I think she lied. Come on, guys, do better. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Keith McPherson on The Fam. I'm definitely not going to do this all night, but we do got to take the calls on it. It needs to be addressed. And if nobody else is going to do it on WFAN, you got the right one. 877-337-6666. It's a no for me. Trevor Bauer will pitch against the New York Yankees in Mexico this upcoming weekend, representing Diablos Rojas, the Red Devils. Yeah, this guy's devilish. He's got some dark and crazy skeletons in his closet that are no longer in his closet. And it's a shame that Yankee fans call this station right online lobbying for a man who's an absolute monster. And maybe let's give him this benefit of the doubt. Maybe that was in his past. Maybe he doesn't do that anymore. But that's ugly. That's a nasty stain that Major League Baseball doesn't want a part of. And as we tick down to 10 days until opening day in the States, we have the Seoul, Korea, MLB World Tour Series. I said, you know, Bauer can go back to pitching in Korea. He's not pitching in Korea. He didn't pitch in Korea. My mind is on Korea. I have friends that are out there, and I'm seeing everything coming out of the Dodgers-Padres series coming up. But he didn't pitch in Korea. He pitched in Japan. And that's another thing. They had like 12 teams in the NPB. Yamamoto comes over here, and Yamamoto is highly regarded and high paid now. We'll see what he turns into, but you don't know what Trevor Bauer is. So you're going to bat for a guy that once was a Cy Young winner, yeah, in the shortened 60-game season in the NL Central pitching for the Reds. But this guy also had a bravado, an attitude, and just negativity swirling around him. Like Sal Licata said, you know, I thought you were a jerk or something like that. I don't know if he used exactly that word. We can't say the D word or, you know, maybe, I don't know exactly what he said, but we all thought that of him. All of our opinion was like, this guy is a jerk off. And he didn't create any goodwill because maybe if you had a different personality in the light and we found out what you did in the dark, maybe some of these GMs and owners will say, yeah, we need pitching. That guy's going to cost us nothing. Let's give him a second chance. But it's clear that everybody in Major League Baseball has decided against him. Gary's in Connecticut. Gary, you're on The Fan.
My man, Pots and Pans.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry.
What's up, Keith? How's Jackson doing?
He's great, man. On the way to 1 year now. We're counting down the days till his first birthday. I'm taking him to Tampa to spring training, so he'll see his first Yankee game. I'm trying to get him in the pool and in the beach and in some water. He's turned into a little tyke now. No more just kicking and screaming on his back. Now he's crawling around, standing up on his own. It's on.
Nice. Hopefully he'll see Aaron Judge Jack.
I see what you did there. I don't think Aaron Judge is going to hit. I don't think they're, I mean, they scratched him again. Aaron Judge, they said he would be good to go. And then he was scratched again, and then Boone said, coming off of tomorrow's off day and a return to the lineup, whatever, we don't need to see him in the lineup. Shut him down, and if he is kind of hurt, whatever, save it for opening day.
Yeah, put him in bubble wrap.
Yeah, there's nothing to gain. I'm over it. Shut everybody down. DJ fouls went off his foot that he already had the toe issue with. He's not getting any younger. You're expecting him to be your leadoff hitter. Not great, but this is the time that everybody starts to come down a bit and realize you're not World Series champions because you traded for Juan Soto. You signed Marcus Stroman. It's going to take a lot for this team to build towards being a champion, and you're going to need backups and reserves, and you're going to see how good of a job Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner did with this roster as we go on this roller coaster ride together again very soon.
No, yeah, hopefully they can just make the playoffs and get hot.
That's where we've lowered it to now, Gary. We went from World Series, knocking off the Astros, getting to the World Series, ending the drought, parade 28 to, hey, hope they just make the playoffs without Gerrit Cole for a couple months. Don't know what he's going to be, if he's going to be. Oh, Judge, spring beat up, DJ's hurt. You're relying on Stanton now. You're relying on, yeah, it's time to take a step back, Yankee fans. Just get ready for the season. Be excited that we're back to baseball and we can go back to our stadium, but slow your roll with all the championship talk. It just doesn't work like that.
All right. So my real point,
yep.
I don't know if you want to hear it or
no,
not.
No, I do. But I do, because I think this is a good exercise. We're, you know, so far, every call I've taken on Trevor Bauer has been, but what about this? But, you know.
Yeah, so I'm a dog guy. I work for a veterinarian hospital.
You're going to mention Michael Vick?
Yeah, Michael Vick. He was allowed to do his job after what he was accused of and pled guilty to. So
yeah.
I'm kind of thinking it's a little bit similar.
No, Gary. He went to jail. He literally had to, like, be behind bars for, I think, a year. They locked him up. There was no case dismissed. He lost a lot, so much so that, like, we still talk about what his career could have been as dynamic as he was if that bump in the road didn't come. He was able to redeem himself, but it's slightly different. Thanks for the call, Gary. I do appreciate you calling. And Paulie says he spent 21 months in jail. Trevor Bauer has seen no jail time, probably will see no jail time, and is now parading around acting like he's the victim. And for these victims' sake, I think more grown-ass men should take to their microphones and their videos and their platforms and say, no, we don't need you. You're not that great. You thought you were God's gift to earth. You're not that great. Go pitch anywhere else. You want to pitch with the Asian Breeze, the Diablos Rojas, cool. But in our game, America's pastime, Major League Baseball that we're so proud of, and yeah, there's been some guys in the past that we're not that proud of. Well, we don't need to make any type of mistakes with you, and we don't need to open up that can of worms. That's simple. Bye. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour down. I'll be right back.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.